We now pick up on developments in the Afia story. We're joined on the line by Sister Dr. Fawzia Siddiqui, live from Pakistan. Dr. Fawzia, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir.
Jazakumullah khair, Dr. Fawzia, for joining us. A few days back, Mark, 6 years since...
Hello, Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Jazakumullah khair, Dr. Fawzia, for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello, Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dr. Fawzia, can you hear me? We're going to bring that call back into the studio just in a short while. There seems to be a bit of a problem with her picking up my voice. In the meantime, you can still contribute on our topic of discussion for the afternoon, and that is with regards to a successful marriage. What does it take you to achieve and to attain and to maintain a successful marriage? We'd like you to share with us your tips and your secret to success. So that we'll continue with that discussion in a short while, inshallah. Yes, we do have indication that Dr. Fawzia will join us shortly. There's been an article that came out from the Daily Times in Pakistan. Yes, we have Dr. Fawzia with us on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
We appreciate you joining us, Dr. Fawzia. Jazakumullah khair for joining us. A few days back marked 6 years since Sister Afia was sentenced. Has there been any new updates on her condition in America?
As you know, brother, that 23rd September marked 6 years of the unjust conviction, and when she was sentenced to 86 years. And then, you know, prior to that, there were another 7 years in which she was held in Bagram Air Base. So recently, certain developments had happened, and in the UK, from the House of Lords, Lord Nazir and Yvonne Ridley, and a barrister at law, Barrister Naseem Bajwa, did a press conference, and with new evidence of more witnesses who have come forward with the tortures and the horrendous tortures and humiliation that was inflicted on our sister Afia. And more people were coming forward, and then another person who's recently released to Iran. And there in his interview, he mentioned that in all these years of captivity and all the tortures that were inflicted on him, for him the worst torture was the reflection, even just the reflection of the woman who was in the Bagram jail. And he identified her, that woman also. And while going through that pain, 23rd of September came, and unfortunately, the U.S., despite all our calls, is not letting us talk to Afia, not even a phone call. And our World Health, you know, we were begging our attorneys to do something. I really don't know what is going on the U.S. end, other than that they just can't connect us to Afia. And our government, despite all the court orders, the high courts of all the provinces of Pakistan have ordered the government to facilitate phone calls, communication, and Afia's repatriation to Pakistan.
Yvonne Ridley has written that America would be happy for Afia to spend out the rest of her sentence in Pakistan, although no consolation. But why isn't that even happening?
That is the question. And after that that news conference, people in Pakistan are outraged. People in Pakistan are outraged, and as you can see, and you must be seeing the news, There are a lot of people who have gone on hunger strike in Hyderabad. It is day 25. And in Karachi, it's the ninth day. And they've started up a camp, 86 days for 86 years. And there are banners all over the city. You must have seen the pictures and everything. 86 years, people are outraged and they are doing their part. I just hope that Nawaz Sharif can realize what he needs to realize is that if he cannot stand up for a single daughter of his own nation, how is he going to stand up for Kashmir and all the Afia suffering over there? How is he going to protect the borders of the nation if he can't even do a simple thing where the U.S. itself is, you know, not interested in keeping her?
Yes, it really begs serious questions. With regards to Yvonne Redley's book, when will Yvonne Redley's book be available? Has she sat with you to discuss the content?
I found out about the contents at the time. She had told me that she is going to do a press conference, but she does not want anything to leak out before her book is published and before she does the conference. But I was not expecting such gruesome news in there. I mean, I was not expecting this at all. For me, it was a shock. And yet her book is available at Amazon. It can be purchased online.
Yes. A few months back, a Pakistani High Court had ruled that you and Afia's children and family could visit Afia and that Pakistani government must provide updates on her condition. What has come of that?
Absolutely nothing, and the Pakistani government is in contempt of court. And the contempt proceedings are on the way.
How are your mother and Afia's kids doing? What are their ages now with regards to Afia's kids, and how are they coping growing up without their mom knowing she is alive?
It's tough. I won't say that it's easy, but alhamdulillah, I'm trying my very, very best to shield them, especially from this recent news. It's not easy, but if you would have noticed that on our website and on our Facebook page, we have actually dubbed the parts of the gruesome humiliation that they have mentioned, and we have, kind of censored that part. And that is more to protect our family also, and also, as you can understand, the reason for doing that.
Yes, absolutely. We continue supporting all the causes and all the motions, all the petitions, all the effort to get Afia released. And we also continue to make dua and to supplicate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees her and unites her with her family. We appreciate you taking the time to update our listeners, Dr. Fawzia. Jazakumullah khair for your time on Radio Islam.
Jazakumullah khair. Thank you very much for having me on
the
show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
That was Dr. Fawzia Siddiqui speaking to us about Afia Siddiqui. What a sad story it has been, and what is more frustrating is that the Pakistani government dragging its feet and not even playing its role in this regard. So, it seems as though all are in quotes, and definitely they are, and that's what makes it just so much more frustrating. And the point that she made is very, very interesting, that if the Pakistani government cannot stand up for one of its daughters, Afia Siddiqui, how will it stand up for the thousands in Kashmir that are similar to Afia Siddiqui?